eyes are fully open to my awful situation, I shall go at once to Roderick and make him an oration. I shall tell him I have recovered my forgotten moral senses and I don't get up and save money for any consequences. Now I don't want to perish by the sword or by the dagger, but a martyr may indulge a little pardonable swagger and a word or two of compliment. My vanity would flatter, but I've got to die tomorrow, so it really doesn't matter.
So it really doesn't matter.
So it really doesn't matter. So it really doesn't matter.
If you're on Hawaii Island, have the kind of performing skills that benefit from a good workout, you'll find no more vigorous challenge than a Gilbert and Sullivan show. Auditions are tonight for the Kilauea Drama and Entertainment Network's production of Ruddigore, and you'll need to be ready to sing, dance, and maybe read a scene or two. Whatever role you take on, the demands of operetta from the golden age of the form will put all your skills to the test. Susie Bond is the executive director of KDEN. She spent most of her life in community theater, and this morning she joins us to tell us just what she's looking for. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Chris.
We heard that little sample of what it takes to do Gilbert and Sullivan, and it's pretty challenging stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It can be very challenging, especially those powder songs. They're this one of the signatures of Gilbert and Sullivan, and actually two people auditioned with them last night. So they're quite familiar to people who know Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yeah, that's the thing that really stands out to people. And, you know, there are more words in that song than in some modern plays, right?
That's true.
Well,
very true.
For that,
And part of Gilbert and Sullivan is trying to get the words out and make it clear to the audience what you're talking about, because the plots are so convoluted that you really have to keep track of what's going on.
Well, and Ruddigore is an exceptionally convoluted plot, isn't it? It's got ghosts and identity changes and all kinds of things, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I know. People keep saying, well, what's the story about? And I say, well, it's like all Gilbert and Sullivan. It's about duty and doing the thing that, you know, taking responsibility for your actions and doing what's right. And then there's a real plot twist at the end and everybody's happy. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. This one takes place in a manor in England, and it involves Rose Maybud, who is the beloved one of every man in the village, and until she marries, no one else can marry, so there's a whole set of professional bridesmaids, and there's a whole thing about these two brothers. There's the Murgatroyds, and they have to do an evil deed every day as part of a witch's curse. Ruddigore's other title is Or the Witch's Curse. So, anyway, the older brother has been in hiding, and he gets found out and has to become the Earl of Murgatroyd. And so there's a whole thing going on there. It's really, they're all fun and silly, and they're very entertaining. And we just love to do Gilbert and Sullivan. This is our fifth one.
Well, in the days, Susie, of the so-called high concept plot that can be explained in five words, it's kind of refreshing to have a plot that's so complicated that you can't explain it in five
words.
That's true.
It's not an elevator statement kind of plot.
Right. It's not buddy cops go to grad school or something like that, right?
Right, exactly. You have to come and pay attention. But we've actually developed quite a following over the years. We do a Gilbert and Sullivan every 2 to 3 years because I love them. I grew up working on them at Windward Theater Guild way back in the day. So... to me, they're very, very special.
I would think, Susie, that being in a Gilbert and Sullivan production would give you training in all kinds of really important theatrical arts, not least of them diction.
there is diction. It's about tonal quality and getting the everyone to, especially when they're singing as a group, to get this unified sound. It's about troop movement is what we call it. There's not real dancing per se, but everybody's moving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that, and it's also about cooperation and building an ensemble, a community out of the people that are involved. We have a policy that if one or two members of the family audition, everybody gets in, because that way they can all do something together during the summer. We have four members of the orchestra that are all family, so that helps out as well. We have a 22-piece orchestra, so it's a real show.
That's really, that family idea is really nice. So everybody can, you sort of get everybody to rehearsal at the same time because they all come in the same car, huh?
Well, there's that, too. It looks like clown cars on parade when people arrive because we have major carpools coming up from Hilo and Kao. It is a 45-minute drive from pretty much anywhere to get to the theater. So Everybody commutes, and so we all meet up in places and stuff people into as few cars as possible and get up the hill, and then it looks like clown cars.
It sounds like quite a caravan. You know, one of the challenges, of course, with Gilbert and Sullivan is you're taking people into a very different time period, a very different culture, and there's a lot of references to life at the time, you know?
That's true, but a lot of those references are always still relevant, which is something that surprises us all the time. When we were doing Patience and I was having trouble getting the girls to idolize the poet, I finally said, think of him as Justin Bieber. And all of a sudden, they got it. You know, they figured out that the idolatry of people has been happening for years.
Yeah.
You know, and that it changes what kind of people they are, but basically this still happens. So, you know, little lessons get learned every time. And we've got, you know, there are kids that started out with us 10 years ago when I did our first one, and they were little tiny people at that point, and they're now coming back because they just love Gilbert and Sullivan so much they can't wait to do it again. If nothing else, that's my legacy.
Well, it's, you know, there's a worldwide fascination with Gilbert and Sullivan that is not going away, isn't there?
No. Gilbert and Sullivan is here to stay. Well, they were the precursors of the musical. I mean, you know, that was not an opera that actually had dialogue in it. So.
Well, have you gotten some pretty good auditions so far? You had one night of them.
We had awesome people last night. God,
terrific.
It was magnificent. And not a lot of people, but the people we got were all very strong, and I'm really excited. We got some new faces, and like I said, some of the returning favorites, so it's really entertaining.
And more people showing up tonight. You have one more night of auditions?
One more night of auditions tonight at 6:30 at KMC's Kilauea Theater within Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Come on up, bring a song, or you can just sing Happy Birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you, Susie. Thanks very much.
Speaking of happy birthday, Kaden's 12th birthday is coming up on the 9th of June, and on the 14th we're having a birthday party, so they can contact us to find out more about that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Susie. Susie Bond is the executive director of the Kilauea Drama and Entertainment Network, which is holding auditions for its summer production of Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta, Ruddigore, tonight at 6:30 at Kilauea Theater in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. And you can find out more at hpr2.org.